The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to Silicon Valley Business Connections, brought to you by the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce,
where diversity and opportunity are one.
From education to employment, entrepreneurship to innovation, this program is your weekly connection to the latest trends and opportunities taking place all across Silicon Valley. Host Carl Davis Jr. talks to the rock stars of Silicon Valley and offers you engaging interviews and insights from local, regional, and internationally acclaimed business leaders, entrepreneurs, and community leaders to help you stay connected. Now, here's your host, Carl Davis Jr.
Hi, welcome to Silicon Valley Business Connection. I'm your host, Carl Davis Jr., but I'm also the president of the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce, where we help all small businesses start, finance, grow, and even exit their businesses. We're located at 25 North 14th Street, downtown San Jose, or you can reach us via the web at blackchamber.com. Very, very, very special guest today. A good friend of mine, too, I want to say, Miss Kathy Adams. Kathy is the new president and CEO of the Oakland African American Chamber of Commerce. How are you doing today, Kathy?
Well, I feel absolutely excited. I am so happy today and so glad to be in the studio with you, Carl.
Well, we're going to get a lot done today because Kathy has done a lot. I mean, for those of you who don't know Kathy Adams, you probably heard of her because she's done a wonderful job as in her business of CDA consulting. And we'll talk a little bit more about that. But I want our listeners to know your past, Kathy, because you've done a lot for the community. So can you tell us a little bit about who is Kathy Adams?
Well, I can tell you Kathy Adams is, a little girl from Meridian, Mississippi. Mm. And when you talk about my new role as president and CEO, it's full circle for me. I did my only internship from Jackson State University at the Northern California Black Chamber of Commerce. That particular Chamber of Commerce was founded by Oscar J. Coffey Jr. Mm. And Carl, I'm sure you remember Mr. Coffey.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked at the chamber as an intern. And I got to learn so much, you know, being in mass communications, but being able to work with an organization that was all about sustainability at the time and trying to do exactly what we're doing right now, sustain and grow, you know, our African-American-owned businesses. Mm-hmm. So just a little bit, because I get so passionate about this. So as an intern, I would go from intern to secretary to administrative assistant to convention marketing rep to senior marketing rep and then project manager. But what was so great about being at the chamber and then coming here today full circle, Oscar Coffey was my mentor. Mm. He and C.J. Patterson and all of these great outstanding business men that were in Oakland, they were on the front end of trying to create business development and grow business and make sure that African Americans could have a piece of the pie. And they were hell-bent on doing that. And at the chamber, I had an opportunity to plan a lot of events and book, and that was at the time conventions, when we would book conventions and trade shows mm-hmm. that will come into the Oakland Convention Center. Mm-hmm. And that was when it was really, really big. I mean, they had the big church conventions here and everything, and a little of that has pretty much gone away, but people are still coming into Oakland. But my priority and my passion is about making chamber businesses, you know, our business. So I will tell you that being at the chamber, when you talk about how did it all start? Mm-hmm. I never would forget it. This is a funny story, and it also mm-hmm. will help some of you out there, if you're listening, about being able to have patience and understand that sometimes your steps are ordered. Mm-hmm. And I remember that when Mr. Coffey decided to have me work at the chamber, my professor, which I thought about her yesterday, Dr. Marsha Klingscale, she was a department head at Jackson State University, and she would later come to California, work at Stanford, and part of my room and board was to babysit her daughter. But here's the good news. That's about building those relationships. Wanted to kind of throw that in. Mm-hmm. So as I would work for the chamber and grow and worked under, you know, worked with Elihu Harris, and I'm dating myself, but I got to tell the truth, got to tell the story. Elihu Harris and also deceased Mayor Lionel Wilson. Mm-hmm. Those were great days for us as African Americans. Mm-hmm. But I never will forget when the chamber decided to hire me. Well, they wanted to make me a secretary, and I said, well, I can't go back to Mississippi and tell people I'm a secretary. Mm-hmm. So, Carl, I called the printing company. Got to keep in mind I was 22 then. called the printing company, told them I wanted to change my title on my business card to administrative assistant because I couldn't go back and have a card that said secretary. So that's what I did. Now, I was not instructed to do that. I did that on my own. But here is my lesson, and it's a great lesson, though. So if you're listening out there and you're young, don't ever do that. But when I did this, Mr. Coffey had my cards, and he gave me the cards, and the card said secretary. And I stood there holding back my crocodile tears because I didn't want these cards. And Mr. Coffey said in his New Orleans voice, he said, young lady, if you ever own a business and you never done the job, how you gonna know how long it takes? Well, that's a good way to look at it, mm-hmm. but guess what? That's why my trajectory moved, because while that was my position, it didn't stay long. Yes. And so that's why I ended up working for the chamber about 7 years and had those that wonderful, wonderful experience. And then when I left the chamber, I was then project manager. I ended up working at Del Monte, you know, Corporation. Mm-hmm. And at that time, that was when I was going through just a little dark period, mm-hmm. and I needed to be at a job where I didn't have to think. I took an extreme pay cut mm-hmm. because the chamber was so good to me, mm-hmm. and I needed to heal going through that process that I was going through. Because I tell people all the time, like now, you can't be at other people's job and not be focused and not do the work. Mm-hmm. I'm always about doing the work. So fast forward, I would go to Del Monte Corporation in San Francisco. And I had a job where I was the only African-American working up in the corporate office. And all my job was to welcome people every day. And this is very important, too. We never know what someone's story is. Mm-hmm. I have something I'm journaling. You don't know my story. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we have to write our own narrative. Mm-hmm. So here it is. I left a good-paying job to heal because I wanted to do the best job. And I still would keep in touch and work on projects with Mr. Coffey in the chamber. Mm-hmm. But at that job, all my job was, good morning and welcome to Del Monte. Well, boy, they was enjoying my energy. I would be downstairs in the atrium, and I would see people walk past. That would give me an opportunity to catch up on reading, because all I was doing was answering the phone. But I was okay with that. Mm-hmm. Then, Carl, they tried to promote me. I was like, oh, no. I wasn't ready to take that job. Carl, I negotiated a 6-month package because I said, well, I'm not quitting, mm-hmm. but I don't want to take this job. Mm-hmm. So I walked out of there having only worked there for about 6 months with another 6 months of what I call a little small severance package. Mm-hmm. That is how I ended up starting my own business, kind of fell into it. My dad was an entrepreneur. My dad is no longer with us, but just major, major mentor and my motivator. And my dad was a painter and a master plaster. So I didn't even know that the entrepreneurship gene was already developed in my life and already within. So I then said, okay, I got 6 months to either find a job or figure out what I wanted to do. So there was this company called Keys Insurance, and she might still be around. That was my first event. And there's a lesson in this piece, too, because we talk about entrepreneurship. Entrepreneurship is, like, awesome. When you think about even African-American-owned businesses, we are doing it. Black-owned business, we are doing it.
So now, you're talking about – now, Kathy, I'm going to pop in for a second because you got about a minute, minute and a half to – but take your time. I want you to say that story because CDA Consulting is very important, and we'll talk more about it even on the second half. But go ahead.
Okay. Okay. So CDA Consulting Group evolved out of doing the first event for Keys Insurance. I learned from that first event – because I did the flowers, I set up the bar, I was maneuvering with the catering, did all the logistical pieces for that. It was amazing. But I learned from that first event, I didn't want to do flowers, although I love them and make them every week, and I didn't want to do any kind of catering, a bartender or anything. But this is why you got to know how to do everything so you can manage all aspects of it.
Wow.
And then be able to train people to be able to do the job at the level that you need them to perform.
I want to do this, Kathy. I want to pause for just a second because I want everybody to get the rest of that story, but we got to take a break. Do you mind if we just cut in for just a second? We're going to take a break. You're listening to Silicon Valley Business Connections.
Join the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce and watch your business grow. Participate in mixers, webinars, and training workshops to help start, finance, and grow your business. All with the help of the Chamber's certified Small Business Development Center's consultants for free. That's right. Sign up for one-on-one help from a certified Small Business Development Expert Advisor for free. Call 408-288-8806 or visit blackchamber.com. That's blackchamber.com.
And now, back to Silicon Valley Business Connections.
How are you doing today, Kathy?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
You know, we were talking a little bit on the first half about your past and how you got to the Chamber and your history around the Chamber, but it actually led to your CDA consulting. So you do a lot of marketing work and a lot of community work. So tell me a little bit about CDA consulting.
Yes, so CDA Consulting is event marketing and event production, also deals with a lot around community outreach. So just to quickly do that, because I have a new passion now, CDA Consulting Group has been helping to develop businesses, helping to be a mentor, and that's the greatest gift of what we've done. All of this comes secondary to me in terms of, because when you're very passionate about something, it comes easy. I make it look easy, it's not so easy, but it's because I'm very passionate about it. So through that business, they now have degrees now, Carl. Did you know they have degrees now in event planning?
Wow, I can see that.
Yes, they do.
Wow.
People are making this career choices. I'm very happy about that. Even individuals that I've served as mentors for, they now want to be in the business, and I've always been open to do that. So just, you know, in a nutshell, CDA company, you know, has worked with even large events, one of the ones we are very proud of. We were able to coordinate the 50th anniversary for the Black Panther Party, which was wonderful. We produced one of the largest networking events, Madam C.J. Walker, 21 years. We've done corporate events. You just name it. I have a good way to say it. Carl, we do everything but weddings. We just don't do anything. No way, but that's not in the nutshell, but the Chamber, we're ready for that. Well, let's talk about that.
Well, you know, that's one of the things I want to get to because people have different visions of Chambers. You know, people say, why does this Chamber exist? You know, that's the main question. You know, you've seen the history of the Oakland African American Chamber of Commerce. Tell our listeners, why does the chamber exist?
Well, the chamber exists because we are committed to helping you promote, sustain, and to grow your business. And you know, our members, that is the number one priority. Mm-hmm. And Carl, I say often that small businesses and entrepreneurs, we want to grow our business and we want to make money.
Mm-hmm.
And the chamber was established, if you know, for those of you that are out there, was established in 2003. Now, keep in mind, full circle, that was the initial chamber, and then in 2003, our own beloved Bishop Bob Jackson was the founder, is the founder of the Oakland African American Chamber of Commerce.
Mm-hmm.
And it was established in 2003. It's a private nonprofit organization whose mission is to advance economic opportunity and strengthen the Oakland Black business community. And when you talk about, you know, who we are and what we do, we provide a number of services for our business associates and members, including access to workshops, business development opportunities, and advocacies. And then we have other, you know, services. Businesses may need a notary. We got that.
Mm-hmm.
What's unique, which I'm truly excited about, because the chamber is all about helping others. I haven't made this a slogan yet, but chamber members, our business is your business. And that's what we're here for, is to make sure that they grow and they get the tools. Some of the things, you know, Carl, I've been here for whatever the date is, that's how many days I've been here.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's less than, I mean, for us, I mean, people know that, I mean, you just had a chairwoman's reception not too long ago where they, you know, brought you in and inducted you or introduced you as the new president and CEO. So people know it's relatively new for you right now, right? But you have so much history.
New, and I hit the ground running.
Yeah.
We're just so excited because we, you know, people, so let me say it a good way.
Mm-hmm.
I want to ask the question out there, are you business ready? And business ready means being ready to show up, take a leadership role, put in that extra work. People used to ask, how do people get business? You can't get it if you're not out there. So, Carl, I even want to give you a personal acknowledgement and thank you because your chamber, you've been doing some wonderful things, the workshops, the mixers that you've had, and the importance of those mixers is not just to have just a piece of cheese or a glass of wine, although that's nice sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But it is to go in there, meet new people, and find out how we can work together. One of the things that I want to do and hope to implement at the Oakland African American Chamber of Commerce is to connect, make sure our businesses are connecting so that we can create special discounts where we're doing business with each other. But also, we get involved, get to know each other.
Mm-hmm.
Because when people refer you, they need to know that you're a sound business. They need to know that your customer service is intact. Because people will do more business with you if you're kind and you got a smile. Sure, as a business owner, too, it gets tough sometimes, but you've got to show up, and you've got to be excited. You heard the song, I Feel Good.
Mm-hmm.
People ask you how you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. Now, we don't want to take it to another level here, but it's like I feel great. But there are some few things that I'm trying to tweak. I need more people to come in my restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm a photographer. I want to do more branding package. So that brings me to another idea that we will be implement.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you do this, Carl. You can take the idea if you want to. And it's called Let's Connect with the CEO.
Mm-hmm.
What I will be kicking off in August for the Oakland African American Chamber. Now, this is for members only.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want that direct access to the CEO, you're going to have to join the Oakland African American Chamber of Commerce, and we will be at your service to provide those resources, those additional tools that you need to help get your business performing at the level that you know that it needs to. So let's get back to Let's Connect with the CEO.
Mm-hmm.
What I will be doing is every Thursday, Wednesday, of the month, I will have.
Did you say I'm gonna stop for just a second, Kathy? Did I hear that right? Did you say every Thursday and Wednesday, or just
no? Every third Wednesday.
Every third Wednesday. Okay, yeah, every third Wednesday
third
of the month.
Wednesday, I would be Let's Connect from 11 to 12. I'll see what that time works like. But from 11 to 12, you will get an opportunity. Now, keep in mind, people are going to have issues. It's okay. But this is not like a venting hour.
Mm-hmm.
It's an hour that there may be somebody on the call where you're trying to implement something that they're already doing. It's information sharing, but also being able to provide you with tools of the trade. A lot of people say, we got to get rid of this. Well, I'm old school. I'm not on Facebook. Well, you don't necessarily have to be on Facebook, but you get a lot of businesses. You get a lot of business. There's referrals. People learn about you on that. So we're actually going to be doing a social media branding business and a business accounting.
Mm-hmm.
We're also going to be doing workshops every second Tuesday at Oak Stop. All of that information will be on our website. So
speaking of that, Kathy, but can I jump in for a second? Because you said it's going to be on your website. Before we get even near the end, I want people to know how to reach you via website, phone number,
yes,
Email, Facebook, whatever it is. Because can you share that with us?
If you want to reach us on our website, that's oaacc.org. Again, that's oaacc.org. And if you've got a great idea, if you have some ideas, I'm always open. We clearly have a plan. I have a plan for what the next 6 months look like and for 2020, which is going to be a huge year for all of us and for businesses. And if you want to email me directly, you can email me at ceo@oaacc.org. Again, that's ceo@oaacc.org. And the reason that it's going to be so important to be accessible, I am one of those individuals that I'm open for ideas, but let me tell you what my criteria is for just being able to talk and have a conversation.
Now, you got 1 minute. You got about 1 minute, Kathy, just so you know, okay? You got 1 minute, so I got to close it, okay?
Okay, yeah. So, anyway, I'm super excited about the Chamber. All of our events, all of the workshops, all of the resources, we'll be able to find those on our website. We're looking to connect, and we'll probably be partnering with you and all the other chambers, how we bring these big tech CEOs to the table, because we're going big, we're coming in strong, and we're just going to be here to fight for our businesses to make sure they thrive and grow, then they can create opportunities, be able to hire more. So if we do more, spend more with the businesses, they can at least hire more people. So,
well, Kathy, we're out of time. Well, Kathy, we're out of time. We're just going to have to invite you back. You have so much information. You can hear this show later on our podcast. Stay connected. You're listening to Silicon Valley Business Connection.
You've been listening to Silicon Valley Business Connections with Carl Davis Jr. and brought to you by the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce. More information about today's show is available by going to the Chamber's website, blackchamber.com. That's blackchamber.com. Or call 408-288-8806. That's 408-288-8806. Copies of our podcast are available online at blackchamber.com. If you would like to know more about a specific guest or make recommendations for upcoming guests and topics, email info@blackchamber.com. Keeping you connected, Silicon Valley Business Connections.
three-star general, Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.